Chapter 1, Rosie Becomes a Stray Dog. Today is the worst day of Rosie's life. She is alone on the streets, searching for food and shelter. She feels scared. She feels lost. She misses her home. Just yesterday, Rosie had the best human family in the whole world. She had a dad, a mom, and a big sister. But now she has no one. She is now what people call a stray dog. The English word stray has several definitions. If you use it to describe a bullet, it means the bullet is off course and won't hit its target. If you use it to describe a strand of hair, it means the hair is out of place, messy, unkempt, sloppy. If someone makes a stray remark, it means they said something mean or negative about another person. But when you use it to describe a life, what does it mean? Lost, wandering, unwanted, homeless. Rosie was born in a home. She spent her whole life with humans around her. She had her own bed. She had her own toys. She had her own bowls for food and water. She had a bucket full of tennis balls for playing fetch. She had a pink collar with her name and home phone number. Think about that. She was a dog with a phone number. She had a place in the world. She belonged to a family. She has never been on the streets or stray before. And then one day, everything changed. Yesterday, late afternoon, about an hour before sunset, her human father took Rosie in the family car and drove to a park very far from home. Rosie loves car rides. She loves the feel of the wind outside the car rushing past her nose. Often her family would take her to a nearby park to play fetch with her tennis balls. But this day, the other members of her family stayed behind, and her human dad drove to a park very far away that she'd never been to before. When they arrived at the park, Rosie's dad let her out of the car, and then he did a very unusual thing. He removed her pink collar and put it in the car. Then he threw her tennis ball a long way into the park. As the ball rolled behind some trees, Rosie chased after it excitedly and pounced on the ball, gripping it with her teeth. But when she turned around again to run back, her dad and the car were gone. She ran as fast as she could to the roadside where the car had been parked. She looked in both directions, but the car was nowhere to be seen. Her family had abandoned her, and she didn't know why. And that was the day when Rosie became a stray dog. Unwanted, homeless, alone. Rosie tried to find her way home, running onto the busy highway, but there were so many cars driving so fast, she soon became stuck on the center divider. She stayed there all night, afraid to move for fear of being hit by passing cars. Now it is the next morning, and Rosie is still there in the middle of the highway, with no food, no bed, and no one to protect her. She doesn't know what to do. And then a miracle happens.
谢谢收听《英语小铺》。《英语小铺》是一个公益义卖项目，由流浪动物救助机构领养小铺制作的。
Thank you for listening to The Little English Shop. The Little English Shop is a charity project to help raise funds for the Little Adoption Shop Dog Rescue.